we were just talking earlier about that old Temple of Loma and stuff. And today...
Could we clarify for people that is not a restaurant?
Not a restaurant, no. Banned.
Not the Crowded House album either.
Not the Crowded House album either, although I think that might have had something to do with the name.
Well, we have a lot of New Zealanders listening, so I just want to be... If you actually are listening from New Zealand, let me know, because I'm unaware, but...
Yeah, so we did these recordings, as you know, but maybe everybody else doesn't know, mm-hmm. a long time ago, in the early 2000s, we went into this bank building and recorded a bunch of stuff, and it kind of just, the band kind of ended before we were able to finish it and put it out. But it still exists, and today, Adam Schmidt came to my house, and...
All you had to do was move here.
I guess so, yeah.
And I saw him too, so I can
confirm it.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I haven't seen Adam. Adam Schmidt's like a unicorn. I don't think I've seen him since about 2006.
He's Where's Waldo, and he's Snuffleupagus.
I would love a ransom picture of him, and telling me that he's alive somewhere.
Ian's got it.
I got proof.
So,
I think he signed my organ donor card, and then I've never seen him again. And that was 20 years ago.
That's a great story.
15 years ago. Yep.
So anyway, one of the things of the many that we talked about, we hadn't seen him in 7 years.
Oh,
or
so
something.
It's not just me.
I hadn't seen him in the longest time, and he came over today, and we were just sitting and talking, and one of the things we were talking about was, well, we should dig that stuff up and try to finish that album now, and that seems like a good time, and I'm here, and it's always been in the back of my head that I felt just guilty that we never finished that. It seemed like we put a lot of time into it and a lot of people wanted to hear it. And I want to hear it finished too, So
I told Charlie, which is how many years? Was it 5 years you guys were? 4 or 5?
Oh, we came in hot and got out hot.
Yeah, about 5.
Together total?
Wait.
You were a thing February 2001.
Okay, yes.
And I think your final show was November 2004?
Yeah.
So the duration of about 4 years, somebody could have been a freshman and then enjoyed you through senior year.
Yep.
And what I was telling Charlie is the 4 years you were together, you said, well, our first album's really just a working template for the band, demos. And the 4 years you were together, the whole thing was gearing up for the most epic CD ever to come out of this town.
That's right.
That never actually got pressed up or even mixed. So
yeah,
it was reading all but the last chapter of a book. And
that's a good way of putting it. That's
was it Swing, Slide? What was the working title? It was a song that wasn't going to be on the album.
Swing.
Okay.
Swing. That was the working title. It was a song that we actually recorded, but we kind of decided that we didn't like the song.
The crazy thing was I was I've got to have the album because I need the studio versions of Swing and 1516 and Scream and Hold Your Fire.
None of those were going to be on
the album.
No.
Those were all songs. I mean, the thing about the band is that there were a lot of people who wrote, so everybody kind of wrote songs in the band. So we had a lot of material. And so by the time we were done recording the songs that we recorded at the bank building, there were seven other songs that we thought were better, but they came along right after that. And so, when the live shows, we would just play what we thought was our best stuff. And so a lot of times, we weren't caught up with recording all the material that we were coming up with. It's a good problem to have, but in retrospect, we probably could have done a little better job of finishing things.
The only recording I know of 1516 is this terrible YouTube recording that I think... It may even be my recording.
It needs to be deleted.
I need to see that, then delete it.
Yeah.
That was such a hard song to play.
But it was not really like any other song I know.
Well, yeah, Josh Walden, he writes some crazy stuff. That was his song. When Josh came into the band, he brought a few songs that were just so good. Mm-hmm. That one and Cinnamon Lover. And
I always thought that was Andy's.
No, that was a Josh Walden song. He gave us all this CD when he got in the band, and it had all these great demos that he had done of these songs. They sounded really good. And I remember
just release his.
I just thought, wow, we've got a. He's probably the best songwriter in the band now. That was cool when he came in because he brought stuff that was really different from what we, 1516 is a crazy tune. Mm-hmm. And it was challenging to play his songs. So I liked that.
Gave me anxiety playing that damn song.
That song was rough.
Well, you got to hide, though. The rest of them were, you know, out in on the stage. You were behind.
Yeah. Well, listen, man, if I go down, I'm bringing everybody down with me. So I just all I could do to hang on and get through that without exploding. So.
Well, at least it's, you know, at least it's cool and, you know, no sweat or anything.
No.
Well, that was kind of how a Temple of Loman show always felt to me, was like, I'm almost ready to wreck the motorcycle, but I'm still up. I still got it. You know, that's how a Temple of Loman felt. You always kind of felt like, and I think that's how it was supposed to be. You know, that was part of the energy of the band, was the, it felt like it might fall apart at any time, but it just kind of didn't, you know, and that was sort of the power of the band. I think
you're almost suggesting that there were undercurrents that I completely missed, but
I doubt you missed anything,
this
Todd.
Needs to be a Netflix miniseries or something.
Well, it could be a documentary movie about it.
Could you all still play yourselves, or would you want to cast other people?
Robert Downey Jr. Okay. is playing me. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm calling it out. You think about it.
Yeah, I will. All
right, you could be like, I could see like Billy Bob Thornton playing you.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm not sure that's flattering to you, but
no, it is.
If you, okay.
He's a good looking man.
I guess I haven't really paid much attention.